Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Go do it! As the Wizards hold off elimination, and what a wild atmosphere that was in D.C. for that game, as it was a split crowd. And you had a lot of Philly fans that went down there for the sweep, brought their brooms with them, pulled up, and that didn't happen.
Can I tell you the most entertaining aspect of the game? The fan rushing down on the floor.
Oh, boy.
And security just coming out of Bobby Boucher. Ah! Bah! Just lays him out Bart Scott style in the middle of the floor. And then Dwight Howard walking over to him like, what are you doing,
why'd
idiot?
Why'd you do that, man?
Why?
That was a mistake.
The most entertaining aspect of the game.
And you know this is going to continue to happen because people want to be famous, right? I think, we're going to have to start taking the camera away from them, not showing it like they do in football. When streakers go out there in football, they don't show them. They don't put them on television. Because now it's getting to the point where people just want to be
seen. That was a drunk
seen.
Bet.
Yeah, because you see
– I'll pay for your bail. Right. Don't worry, bro. I'll pay for your bail. You got to do it.
It was like, I bet you a beer.
I could touch backboard. No, you can't. I can. Go ahead. You do that right now. I'll get thrown out. I'll pay your bail, bro.
He slapped it like I slapped in sixth grade, though. That's how he's grammar school.
Just throw the ball up first with the layup.
The whole backboard just rattles.
Then you miss the layup because you hit the backboard.
Nobody cares about the missed layup part.
See, but you look at the person in Boston, right? He was taking a selfie as he was getting arrested. You know what I mean? I think what they should do when these fans start doing this, doing something to the fans, they should let them – give him 10 minutes in the room. Should be like Ocean's 11. You know what I'm saying? Let him hit the room. You want to throw stuff?
You want these hands?
Oh, you want to throw stuff?
Bradley Beal? You want these Bradley Beal hands?
Yeah, you want some?
Again, in Ocean's 11, he didn't actually hit him. That was all. Yeah,
not in the face. How's the family doing?
Bart Scott's here with us. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Well, that fan wasn't the only one that was on the floor in that game. Joel Embiid had a hard fall and did not return for the second half. And
was it his knee or his back? I'm confused.
My knee, my back.
Or your Ezel. My neck and my back. I want 150.
Just,
you already got it, Ben.
Just lower body issue. Something, how about that?
Something. Whatever it was, though, it was a hard fall. He goes down.
It's an awkward fall.
Right now
he was putting in work before that, though.
So if you walk, when I watch it, you can see where he got hurt. Watch his heels hit the ground first. And you ever hit your heel and you kind of jam your Achilles, and that's why I see like it hits the knee because he grabbed behind the knee. This is the biggest concern we always have about Joel Embiid, that we know that train is never late, right? We know that, the injury history and the fact that he's such a big man, athletic, doing little man moves, that we worry about, his body not holding up.
I'm not worried about Joel Embiid. I'm not.
Not this year?
This is his best season he's had in his career, okay? There always will be questions around his health. That's always going to be a thing. We can get into that debate about who would you rather take, Joel Embiid or Anthony Davis. But I'm leaning towards Joel Embiid in a big way.
Yeah.
And look, man, like they're up 3-1 against Washington. And I've said this before, too. If Atlanta is able to get by the Knicks, which we all think they do, I think even Allen is starting to come along.
Ice Trey.
It's too early.
It's too early. 3-1 lead
for me.
I just feel like, look, you rest, you take your time. Yeah. Atlanta does have more firepower, but we're not really concerned about Philadelphia against Atlanta, right? Healthy, to get ready for the winner of this Bucks-Nets series, which I think is going to be the best series in the NBA playoffs. I think it's going to go 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. I think Philly's still in a good spot.
The Nets play tonight. They can close out their series with Boston, and we'll discuss more of that coming up. But something also to keep an eye on with the Sixers has become a bit of an issue, and we'll call this Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, and that is Ben Simmons. Benson, that's becoming the thing that Scott Brooks is doing. We're just going to foul you late in games, especially in close games, and try to get you on the foul line. Simmons had 13 points, 12 rebounds, but it's 5 for 20 from the free throw line in the series right now, and he just can't make a free throw. You clearly in his head. So Doc Rivers, the Sixers coach, was asked a question that, let's just say, he felt like that was a dumb question. Take a listen.
Doc, is there anything that you can do coaching-wise? Does the thought cross your head at all to take him out of the game there?
No.
Why not?
You want me to take Ben Simmons off the floor?
No, I mean, I got to ask the question.
I need a pass on that one. He's pretty good, so I'll pass on that suggestion.
I see, that's always the reporter out. I've done this. I've been there. I'll tell you guys that'll happen. You know you just asked a stupid question.
Yeah.
Now, one thing you're taught in journalism school is there's no such thing as a dumb question because you never know what kind of answer you're going to get. So sometimes you ask an obvious question, see what the reaction is. And you can get that.
So mission accomplished?
Mission accomplished. It turned into a great quote.
Ah.
Now, it was a but what you do, though, because you're embarrassed now, because all around the media, now you're still doing it in Zooms, but when you're in the scrum and you do that, now everybody's looking at you like, the hell kind of question is that? Well, I had to ask it. Right?
I mean,
so that's your out. But his response was perfect. You want me to take my best player off the floor late in the game? How about he just make a free throw? How about just that?
He can't. And the thing is, like, what happens, you know, what is it, under 2 minutes, you can't intentionally foul, but before
it's under two, right. Yes. That's why you do it before that.
Right, so that's what I'm saying, right? I remember the whole Hackett Ben. It's just amazing to me that, you know, guys like Rondo, guys like Luka, guys like Ben can improve their free throw.
Luka, it's surprising in the playoffs.
Because Luka, at least Luka can hit threes. Like, Ben, has he attempted five threes? Right, that's what I'm saying.
No, he doesn't.
He's not a good shooter altogether. You know, I think Luka is more frustrating because he can actually shoot. But, you know, what do you do in close games? Because and you're going against a better team, and they implement, you know, the hack of Ben.
I mean, that's what I would do. I mean, if you're in a close game, 2 minutes left, I'm playing down the stretch. I mean, it doesn't have to be intentional, but I can foul you in ways that's not intentional. I mean, you go to the rack, I just rake down in your hands every single time, really hard.
And
go to the free throw line.
That's it.
Prove it. Like, you're a career,
right?
You know, 60% free throw shooter, 61 this year, 25% I think in this postseason right now.
5 for 20, it's amazing.
Like that, that's the biggest liability for the 76ers. I don't question Joel Embiid. I don't question the playmaking of Ben Simmons. But when games are tight and you need the ball in the hands of your best player to make plays, I'm going to foul you.
We saw
win games like that.
We saw this with Giannis also.
Yes.
And it's leading to a point now where Doc Rivers has to – and I think Ben Simmons is a fantastic player. I think he's a great – one of the best two-way players in the game. I think he's
still
a great defender.
Still a max player.
No doubt. An all-star.
Yes.
Like, he's a great defender. He's a playmaker. He's a game changer a lot of times. But this is, of course, one of the issues. A, the lack of three-point ability. Yeah. And B, which again, Giannis. And B – the free throw shooting late in games, which can become an issue, leads Doc Rivers to now have to defend his star.
Ben is not a 40-point guy. It's not what he does. He does other things for your team. And I just don't understand why that's not sinking in our city. You know, everybody on the team doesn't have to be a scorer to help the team. Ben scores, but Ben creates scoring for us. That's what he does. So if I'm Ben at some point, I'd get tired of it. I just would, because he's just too good, and he does so many good things for this basketball team. And I keep selling it. Celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well. We don't do that enough.
That's where we are right now in all sports, especially when you're a team that's waited a long time to start winning because,
embrace,
you know,
the
process. That's Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. No compromise. Jay, I mean, you see it. They're running right at him, just fouling him. For him, that's embarrassing, too. Like, I'm that guy?
So like, I get this, right? I was a guy in college. I felt like I can score as soon as I walked over half court. Could shoot the ball from anywhere, but I was a career 64% free throw shooter. There was something about getting to the free throw line and not reacting. Not reacting to Bart's defense or his hands in my face.
Too much time to think.
Too much time to think, and me being by myself. And it was a mental crutch for me. So, yes, the ball had to be in my hands because I had to make the play. But I am going to tell you that there were certain points of really clutch games where I would be a little bit hesitant. Like, I would maybe look up to pass the ball a little bit more instead of drawing the contact, maybe shy away from the contact, going to the free throw line, maybe take that fade away because I didn't want to go to the free throw line. That was not my strength. So I get when I see Luka struggle at the free throw line or when I see Ben, because that's your mental – I mean, you're in a hole, right? The ball has to be in your hands to make a play, but I can't count on you down the stretch. But I need you in the game. How do you handle that? You force yourself to go to the line, but you don't trust yourself at the line.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's a big-time deficit for the 76ers.
It's something they've got to figure out, and obviously, again, he –
can't figure
Giannis,
it out just in the playoffs, so, Alan.
No, it's not a time. This is not the time, but he's got to spend as much time as he can just – trying to get himself to a place where he's not the liability that he was at least last night. But it doesn't seem like they're going to struggle to get out of this series unless, of course, we get the MRI back from Embiid and it's worse than just what they called it, which is right knee soreness. We're 100 days until the NFL season, and Bart says there's a team that Aaron Rodgers immediately turns into a Super Bowl contender. We'll find out who that team is after Jay has this from Straight Talk.
Tell him, Bart. Give him that straight talk. It's time for some straight talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good, doesn't it? Yeah. Like walk-off home run in the ninth inning kind of good. Okay, let me calm down. Maybe not that good, but pretty darn good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys, plus no contract, all on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you can pay half? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Football is a team sport, but right now this is a one-on-one battle, and Aaron Rodgers is winning it.
Who is actually the biggest loser here?
It's Jordan Love.
Aaron definitely knows how we feel about him. Hopefully he can get him back in the building at some point.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Get Madness rolls on as we go with the biggest stars in each market, all the number one seeds, as we ask all our experts in 16 markets around the country, and we put it together into a bracket. Different regions, the one we're in right now, the One Name Wonder region. And today on at KeyJNZ on Twitter, you can vote literally right now. I cast my vote. It's private. I'm not telling you who I voted for. It is Penny and Yachty. You know who they are, right? Yadi Molina, Cardinals, St. Louis market. Stand up for your guy, because right now he's losing to Penny, as in Penny Hardaway from the Memphis Nashville markets, 63.4% to 36.6%. Where are you, Cardinals fans? Best fans in baseball.
Wake up, baby. Wake
Let's
up.
Go. Get there.
You know, they're an hour behind.
Get active.
Again, at KeyJNZ. You can check it out right now. Market Madness brought to you by Indeed Hiring. Start finding the right people right away. Visit Indeed.com/credit. So, yeah, Bart Scott here with us today. Bart, it's great to see you.
Pleasure.
Great to work with you again. How's our show doing?
Glad you guys are back together.
Bart and Han with Jake.
This is great. Yeah.
Like, that's really what we're doing here.
We're just trying to create a reunion. It's like friends, you know?
It's all good.
Let's bring you guys back
together.
Sometimes
you want to go.
But, but it is funny how ever since we got a show together, all they've been doing is pulling us apart. Whether it's the pandemic and not being in the same studio, or you being used elsewhere, me being used elsewhere, yet this show still has our name on it. But as we were chatting before the show this morning, you had a really interesting take on a place where Aaron Rodgers would have the most success, most immediate success. As you know, I mean, now we're at June 1st. After June 1st is when teams can start spreading cap hits across 2 years and making different deals. And obviously one of the biggest names potentially to be traded is Aaron Rodgers. Now, Dan Graziano was on yesterday. We'll talk with him a little bit later on in the show as well. But he was on the show yesterday, and he had this really interesting take about Aaron Rodgers and his whole situation with Green Bay.
I think Rodgers is being completely ridiculous. Like, one of the things, like, there's so many layers to this that bother me, but one of the things is, like, the idea that, oh, it would have been better if they had told him they were going to draft Jordan Love before they did. No, it wouldn't. They still would have picked it. It still would have been the same exact situation right. If they took his replacement. Look, if he doesn't want to play, he doesn't want to play. They can get a lot of money back, and they can move on to Jordan Love sooner than they planned to. If he does want to play, where is he going to go that gives him a better chance to win the Super Bowl?
All right, Bart. Where's he going to go where he's going to have a better chance to win his Super Bowl than where he is right now?
For me, and you know, this people might say, whoa, he's going against the baddest man on the planet. Well, he is the baddest man on the planet. Last I checked, he was the MVP. You know, I think if he goes to Denver, I think that he has just as good of a chance to follow in the footsteps of Peyton Manning and be in the Super Bowl shortly. You know, I think that he has just as good of a chance. The question is, where does Green Bay go if they trade him? Like, Green Bay goes to maybe not even making a wild card.
Rebuild.
You know, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's why they holding on. That's why we love you. We really care about you.
You might as well trade
you.
Devontae, right, by the deadline?
Right, because Devontae's leaving too. Yep. Devontae contract's coming up. So if A-Ron leaves, just imagine, okay, he goes to Denver. Where do you think Devontae going
Mass
the next year?
Exodus.
Right, where do you think he going next year? Right, so even if they have to give up some of those, right, exactly. So even if Denver has to give up some of that young talent that they have, and if people haven't paid attention to that roster in Denver because they've had Drew Locke, who's not a good quarterback, you know,
they were 5-11 though, Bart.
It don't matter. Listen, you go from worst to first pretty fast. Where was Denver before Peyton went there? Right, the Tim Tebow led Denver Broncos
in the playoffs.
Yeah, okay, and one and done. And he took him to the Super Bowl and broke records the very next year with the same talent. So imagine A-Ron out there with Noah Fant, one of the fastest tight ends in the game, K.J. Hamler. You think about Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, if he can maybe realize that you have one thumb for a reason, not two, you know, be able to lock the ball and catch the football. And then they still have Melvin Gordon. And then they got Patrick Surtain. They got Kendall Fuller. They have a great team. They just missing some, you know, a couple pieces, a little tweak here and there.
They're going to have to give up one or two of those pieces that you're talking
about. See, I don't understand why people say pieces, right? Because really, what's your leverage if you're Green Bay, right? I'm giving you two ones and two twos. Thank you. See you later. That's proper compensation.
I like
right?
that.
So if I'm giving you two ones and two twos, I'm holding on to my young core, right?
Here's your leverage. I don't do anything.
Okay. A-Ron. Okay, right. Here's your leverage. Here playing my ukulele with my girl out of Hawaii.
Good.
Kick rocks.
Good.
Can I tell you guys some random? Every time I hear the name Jerry Jeudy, I just think about the interview that you guys had with him, and I just
man, that was just a bad look for that kid. Man.
I know, because he's like two thumbs instead of one. I'm like, Bart, don't go down that road. Stay on the path. I heard the interview.
What was the worst part of that interview? I'm trying to remember like all the details.
You just like, dude, you know what?
I let him go. Him go.
We're going to let you go, man. Because clearly you got something
else going
on.
It sounded like he had
on.
To take care of something. Like he all of a sudden was like, hang on a second. We're like, hang on a second.
Hang on a second. We're sure. doing a live interview,
like,
Jerry.
Sure.
And then what was the other thing? We asked him, what do you do? Like, because he had a sponsor?
Yeah, he didn't even know what the spot, man. That was a bad look. We're not going to read the game.
You talk about the change a quarterback can make for Denver, right? The last time Denver has even approached a 40-touchdown pass season was Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Was Peyton Manning. It goes to show you the drastic gap that exists for a guy like what Aaron Rodgers could provide to that team, to all the weapons that Bart just mentioned. Like, that's a game changer.
You're still, at best, the second best team. At best in the AFC.
You think A.A.
Ron. You're still competing,
best.
Though.
You think A.A. Ron, Ron is worried about that?
I don't think he's worried. But I go back to if I'm the Packers. You heard what Graz said. I agree with that. Like if I'm doing, and I'm the one, remember, look, I'll start with this. I'm the one that thinks you fire the GM. He's the one who made the mistake.
We're in the same,
but I'm
going to
flip
page.
It now and just take the other side of it and say, if I'm him now and I know that I'm not going to get fired regardless, Mark Murphy, you're not going anywhere. We're not making any changes at the
top.
Okay, great. Then I'm telling him, you sit out. You go ahead and sit out. You become the villain.
Okay.
Villain. As we're losing, it's on you, and the fans will turn on you because you refuse to play for us.
And by the way, Bart, you have to pay us a lot of money back, Aaron Rodgers.
You think I'm worried about that? You know, when I know I'm just going to recoup that for my new team? Like, anyway, you think Carson Palmer cared about giving money back to Cincinnati? And here's the other thing. People forget about the third option A-Ron got. How about I show up and I just come in here and be a nuisance? How about I just come here? You still got to pay me. How about if I come here? Oh, my hamstring hurt. Oh, I'm not going out there unless I'm 100%. I get dinged up. Like, come on, man.
You're the bad guy.
Listen, at some point, you got to be the bad guy.
I think his pride wouldn't allow him to do that, to come back and play and kind of disrupt the locker room. I think he would just sit out.
Well, what about his pride coming in and saying, you know what, I'm not going to play unless I'm 100%. I'm not going to put myself on the line, you know, because what's happening is they're using Aaron Rodgers as a one-year rental, right? Understanding that they can get out of his contract next year, so they're using him as a rental. So you're not about to use me and abuse me and put my body at risk, knowing that you're going to get rid of me, you know, next year.
This is not something I think is going to end anytime soon. I just feel like this is going to drag out. Everybody thinks June 1st, oh, now something's going to happen, maybe with Julio Jones. But I don't think with Aaron Rodgers, and we'll continue this debate. And Rob DeMoss is going to join us later on in the show to give us the take from Green Bay. Game 5 tonight in the NBA for the Lakers. AD status uncertain. Remember, that series is tied at 2. So what does this all mean for the King? That is next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
They're not beating this Suns team without Anthony Davis, especially with CP3 now looking healthier.
Not just the groin now, it was the knee before.
I'm hearing a lot of pessimism around Anthony Davis about his availability.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
SportsCenter right now, the Sixers missed their chance to sweep the Wizards. They lost Game 4, 122-114 last night. The bigger loss, however, could be Joel Embiid left the game with a knee injury. He'll have an MRI today, Game 5 Wednesday in Philly. Here's Doc Rivers on Embiid's injury.
You know, obviously, middle of the game, so I didn't really check. I just knew that he was out. I wasn't even sure what it was. I think it was a knee or the back, and I'm not even sure. You probably know more than I do.
Knee, my back, whatever it is, he was Ow. Out.
You probably know more than I do.
Right, him. Really, really.
That was an awkward fall, there, though, really. Guys. Can we talk some hockey, please?
Let's do that hockey.
Toronto Maple Leafs break their hearts again, at least their fans' hearts. The Montreal Canadiens complete a comeback. So the Canadiens are down 3-1 in the series, come back to win Game 7 in Toronto by a score of 3-1.
You're so happy.
Amazing. Eighth straight loss. A potential series clincher for the Maple Leafs. Can you believe that? 8 straight losses in series clinchers. They've lost a winner-take-all take all game 4 straight postseasons. Naomi Osaka withdraws from the French Open on Monday, announcing on social media that she's taking some time away from the court to focus on mental health after deciding to skip mandatory media obligations after the matches. She was fined $15,000 for declining to talk after her first-round win. SportsCenter brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs. It takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline.
Baby.
A little Barton Hahn action here with J. Will this morning. Bart Scott joining us.
What'd he do?
Actually, it's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Just going to throw it out there just to bring it back.
Well, Barton Hahn with J. Will.
That's fine. Yeah.
What we're
Keyshawn,
today.
J. Will, and Zubin. Yeah, just, okay.
You want to just, yeah, just keep, you know, keep the brand.
Yeah. Strong branding.
Look, I haven't gotten to work with my guy in months.
I call it Blue Magic. It's a brand name.
But
like
you said,
General Mills.
I miss rocking
Quaker.
Out with you boys, though.
But you said it, though, Jay. You said something as we were coming back, and that is obviously the question now with Anthony Davis with this injury, as he refuses to sit out game four. No, I'm going to play no matter what. And then he plays, and he gets hurt again. It goes from where was it now? Let's see. Let's begin. It's was it the ankle first, then the knee, now the groin?
It was,
or?
It was the Achilles.
Achilles, right.
The Achilles first, and then I think it transitioned, and now it's the
knee.
The knee, and now the groin. The accumulation effect, though. But, you know.
You said your best ability.
Is availability.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you need AD to be there. And, see, now what happens is, and we know how this works. I'm not saying I'm a believer of it. But this is what is about to happen.
You're going narrative
forecasting. You ready? Here's a narrative. The guy last year that posted a ton of these hashtags, Wash King.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you win a championship. You win one in the bubble. Now, we just saw Miami get swept by the Milwaukee Bucks in the first round. They were just in the world championship last year.
Yep. Well, months ago.
Yeah, months ago. LeBron James has to get by the Phoenix Suns. He has to. Like, it's a mandatory thing, because if
he's
he doesn't.
He's never been eliminated in the first round in his career.
That's what, if he doesn't, then this narrative is going to start to spin out.
The aging king.
See, yep. It's father time catching up to LeBron James.
Yeah.
He's 36 years old. This is a guy that also just made statements saying, I'm ready for the challenge. My shoulders are built for this reason.
Yep.
So now you put yourself, and he's had, look, in LeBron James standards, a pedestrian first round. Right? He's averaging like, what, 24, 25 points. But like, LeBron's always been supernatural. He's been superhuman. Right. So now when we see him without AD going against a team with Chris Paul that came off an injury,
yep.
Right? Devin Booker's really their main guy. Mm-hmm. After Devin Booker, you're like, all right, Bridges.
It's almost like LeBron's trying to do what CP's doing with Booker. It's like, I'm going to let you shine. I'm just here to support, because that's all LeBron's talked about, how much they need AD. Now, Frank Vogel talked about Davis's injury, and it's, again, the prognosis concerning.
Yeah, he has a strained groin, and is undergoing further medical evaluation, and we'll have more information tomorrow. Yeah, well, he's one of the best players in the world, so, you know, you have to adjust. And, you know, I thought we gave great effort in trying to overcome that loss, but, you know, certainly wasn't enough.
Now, they'll see again how treatment does and how he feels. They play tonight again in Game 5. That series tied at 2, by the way. Also hopeful that you'll get KCP, Caldwell Pope, back as well. He's been out. They've certainly have missed him. But, again, yeah. Jay, you said it. Anthony Davis, you know, when you lose him, all eyes, all pressure, all everything goes on LeBron James. And, Bart, the idea – I love what Jay said there. His father time finally catching up to LeBron James, who seemed like that was the one opponent he always dominated until maybe now.
Well, yeah, of course he always dominated, but this is not a typical LeBron season, right? LeBron is usually the first or second or third seed, and that opponent that they're going against is usually inferior. So he can get away with the LeBron Jedi mind tricks, but what happens is he has not his equal on the other side as far as a basketball like ability standpoint, but far as a leadership and ability to be a force multiplier in Chris Paul, who's making who's making everybody around him better. So, like, I get concerned with, you know, when you depend on Anthony Davis, because you can't depend on him. Because last year was admiration, the fact that he stayed healthy through the bubble. But remember, it was no traveling. It wasn't a typical type of playoffs. So now, you know, Anthony Davis not available, more on LeBron, and I think the role players get exposed, the fact that they're not shooting the ball great from behind the arc, you know, so they can't give LeBron as much help as they need to, so he can't rest when he needs to as well. So, you know, I think they're in big trouble, and I think they're going down. And, okay, let's just say they find a way, LeBron finds a way to kind of get them past the Phoenix Suns. Okay, let's just say. With Anthony Davis and his health, it's only going to continue to deteriorate, because, you know, now you're seeing compensation, so now it's the Achilles, the calf, now it's the groin. Like, I don't think this is the year where they where LeBron you know gets what he wants.
Well, if this isn't the year, Jay, is this the end? Like is like we looked at like the last chance at his age now at 36, right. Can he carry? We've talked about teams he has dragged to the finals all the way back to 07 when they upset the Pistons
and the 18
and you've
teams.
Got yeah the 18 team as well with all the injuries they had still get to the finals. Right. You know, this team is injury it's injuries again with this group, but this time around, though, can he do it? Can he put – he said his shoulders. He talked about his shoulder, all that stuff. Can he do it, though, at this point in his career, at this age of his career?
Well, the Utah Jazz are the best team in the Western Conference. Man, and we've been saying that all year long, and people have been saying, well, no, yeah, you're right. I'm like, okay, like they're just they're built for it. So, look, if they get by the Suns, I don't know if they can get by Portland, depending if Portland's able to get by Denver or if Denver – I don't know. You know, like not having AD on the court is a huge – massive loss for them. Now you're depending upon
drumming will clog up the lane.
Kyle Kuzma. Now you're depending upon, you know, Alex Caruso, KCP. He's coming off injury.
Bart mentioned Drummond. I mean, you did make a trade for that dude. And Ayton is just completely dominating the center position in this series so far.
Well, Drummond just brings nowhere close to the versatility that AD does.
He just clogs,
nowhere
he just clogs
close offensively.
Yeah.
I mean, he clogs the lane. So, and think about who needs the lane open. LeBron James.
Yeah.
Right, so the one thing, the reason why we called LeBron and AD peanut butter and jelly 2.0 is because their games are perfectly fit for one another. Pick and roll, pick and pop, spacing, surround them three-point shooters. Now you're very one-dimensional with Andre Drummond. It's a pick and roll. You know Andre Drummond is going to roll. Where does LeBron James want to go? He wants to turn the corner, get into the lane. Like the two are kind of competing entities for
us. We kind of knew that this was the, you know, last year and this year was the years where LeBron's going to have his run, right? Before, I believe, the West catch up to him.
The Warriors get healthy again.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Warriors get, and everybody else is, you know, have his stars that are ascending. And LeBron needed Anthony Davis to be his Dwayne Wade, right? He needed, you know, when Shaq went to the Heat, he needed a younger star that he can defer to, and he only needed to be great in moments. But with Anthony Davis always being hurt, now it forces LeBron to still be old LeBron when he's not capable of sustaining that, I don't believe, anymore.
You know, you start looking back at some of the pieces that they had last year, you know, like Danny Green, how he was a really good wing defender, a guy that can shoot the ball really well.
Yep.
Look how he's playing for Philadelphia 76ers, right? Like, there's some pieces that they made moves in the offseason where
Dwight
it limited
Howard
a
and
little
McGee.
Bit of them, yes, offensively, right? And some of the pieces, it's just, you know, that's the difference a year can make. But, you know, if you're AD, I give him all the credit in the world for trying to come back. But you also have to look at the longevity of your career, man. Like, he's coming off that Achilles injury. Yeah. Coming back off that, like, speaks volumes. And then go through a calf and then go through a groin.
Do Samuel Jackson in Unbreakable, man. He's like Mr. Glass, man. It's always
Max
something.
Max Kellerman was calling him Mr. Glass this weekend.
It's always something with this dude, man. Like, him, you know, you just know that train's never late, man. And that's why, like, you know, they got even bigger issues, right, when they try and build post-LeBron. And, you know, he signed an extension. He's going to be there without LeBron. Is he going to be feeling like Kevin Love out there on the island?
I've been saying it for the longest time. AD can't be your 1A. And AD is a great 1B. And that's, look, 1B is still one of the best players we've ever seen in the game.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, the position that he plays at, offensively, you need somebody to really unlock him offensively. Defensively, he's in a place by himself because he's incredible. But offensively, you need somebody to unlock that
door
for
him. He's got to get the ball. Yeah, you got
to
find ways to
make the game easy for him.
Yeah, it's not like a lot of the great players in the game. They have the ball. They are the playmaker. He is somebody that needs the playmaker. But, you know, think about it, too. This is why that play-in was – you know, for the Lakers so precarious because it's that extra games to play, the extra burden on LeBron. He probably thought about, let me ease my way into the playoffs. I got AD, let's hit, you know, he's putting up 30 a game. AD had some good games in this series, and now he's going to have to shoulder it again. But for LeBron James, that's the kind of season this has been. Remember, they started out, they were one of the best teams in the league. They were the best defense in the league. Then the injuries hit, and it's just been, for them, a roller coaster year.
See, I think LeBron James can do it. I think he can take them to another level. He just needs to find that place. He has it inside of him. The question is, can he sustain
it? How much is it going to take out of him? Because I don't think Anthony Davis comes back, you know, for the next two games. He might try and come back, but he's going to be a compromised version of himself. So if I'm the Suns, I'm going to attack whoever that next guy is. You know LeBron's going to get his. I'm going to attack that next guy and make sure LeBron gets absolutely nothing from everybody, anybody else. He has nobody else to depend on.
Let's hear from LeBron James, though, on the season so far.
You know, every day I'm putting in time as work on my body, especially my ankle, on just trying to get it back to full strength, and being able to test it out on the floor helps a lot. So, you know, it's been a roller coaster for us all year, especially with injuries. And we hope this one isn't a big one. But like I said, it's next man up, and we look forward to the challenge.
What do you think he's really thinking when it comes to the guy he selected to be his running mate, and Anthony Davis, and as the injuries pile up? Here's a guy that has played through injuries, that has been very durable throughout his career. Does he understand it? Or as an athlete, do you look at the guy next to you going, really, guy? Like, can you stay healthy?
It was myself, Woj, Maria Taylor, and Jalen Rose for NBA Countdown watching the game together. When we saw AD go down, the first thing we all yelled out was, panel to LeBron! Panel to LeBron! Like, I want to see LeBron's face when AD goes down. Right? Just to, because I know how we will all think. Yeah. Like come damn on. It! Yeah. Come on, AD!
Yeah, really?
But, you know, at the same time, look, man, as a hooper, I feel you, AD. That's the card you've been dealt, but these are the cards I've been dealt. And now it's time for me to take my game to a different level. And I'm looking at CP3, Cameron Johnson, Jay Crowder, get the hell out of here. You ain't guarding me. Can't guard me.
Yeah.
You cannot guard me, CP3.
You're right.
Jay Crowder, you can't. So it's time for me to go superhuman level.
Right.
I may have been able to say, hey, I could be a 25 and 13, which is still incredible numbers, by the way. But now it's time for me to be 35 and 18. It's time.
That's cool. Yeah, you can be all that. What Drummond going to be? What Caruso going to be?
Well, obviously,
what
you need Kuzma the pieces. Yeah, you need your pieces.
So if I'm the Suns, listen, it is blood in the water. And listen, LeBron, all those little layups that he's doing, and, you know, he's telling Crowder, get off me. Oh, no, you're going to get more of that.
But here's my thing, though, Bart. It's even now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before I would have said, I think the Lakers are a better team with AD. Yeah. Now I'm like, it's even.
Yeah.
Series is 2-2.
It's 2-2. I'm just saying, like, yes. The Phoenix, talent-wise, may have a tad bit more talent. Yes, pieces. But LeBron evens that out for me.
Man, I'm about
it's kind of even now.
What do you
Let's
do
see.
If you're the Suns? Do you try to stop him, or do you just shut everybody else down and let him, like guard everybody I else and have Jay Crowder just beating the crap out of him?
I'd be very physical with LeBron.
Yes.
And I say, all right, everybody else, Alex Caruso, yes. KCP, Kyle Kuzma, you have to beat us. We're
going
to stack up the paint. You know, LeBron is going to get to the free throw line 15 to 20 times. I agree on make him kick. Y'all got to make shots. I mean, three-point shooting has always been a hindrance of the Lakers. Beat us from the outside.
Yeah.
Make shots.
The building in Phoenix is going to be pretty wild for this game tonight, no doubt about it. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin brought to you by
Sweet the Lake.
Indeed. Oh. If you're hiring this summer, you need Indeed. With Indeed Instant Match, just post a sponsored job and you'll immediately get a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Let's do some A to Z right now. There's a lot of other headlines going on in the world of sports. We'll get back to the NBA conversation certainly as well. But you heard this in SportsCenter, guys, and this is a big story in the world of sports, but just in the world in general. And that's Naomi Osaka, who announced her withdrawal from the French Open. And she's number two ranked player. And this kind of came out of nowhere. Just put a lengthy Twitter post saying, quote, "The best thing for the tournament, the other players, and my well-being would be to withdraw." Now, why? Well, she was supposed to play second round today at the French Open, Roland Garros. But after her first round match on Sunday, she skipped the post-match media session, fined $15,000 for it. But she said she wasn't going to talk to the media, that she has issues with anxiety. We've seen it before with her at the podium. It has been a struggle for her to do that, despite her greatness on the court. It is something she has openly admitted she struggles with, dealing with attention, dealing with crowds, dealing with answering questions, and depression. So then you have all of the Grand Slams come together saying, oh, well, this is going to happen if you do this at ours and you do this at ours. And it's just amazing to think that would be the immediate response. Let's take first a listen to Serena Williams, who had this response to Osaka's move.
I feel like
I wish I could give her a hug because I know what it's like. Like I said, I've been in those positions. We have different personalities and people are different. Not everyone is the same. I'm thick, you know, other people are thin. So everyone is different and everyone handles things differently. So, you know, you just have to let her handle it the way she wants to in the best way that she thinks she can. And that's the only thing I can say. I think she's doing the best that she can.
I mean, it's clear that she has been struggling for years with this. She has talked about it openly. And to not have, I mean, just the take, again, the reaction, the lack of awareness by the Grand Slam is maddening. Howard Bryant, ESPN senior columnist, was on SportsCenter yesterday. He talked about how the Grand Slams completely overreacted.
She's under an enormous amount of pressure. And for the reaction for the Grand Slam board to essentially say, not only are we going to fine you and we're going to sanction you for this tournament, but all four Grand Slams are going to gang up on you and essentially tell you that we're going to suspend you from all the tournaments if you don't comply, is a massive, massive overreach on their part. You simply just can't muscle people like this. You can't do this and still say that you care about the athletes.
1,000% agree with Howard Bryant on this. You know, you're living in the dark ages, tennis. It's 2021. Things are very different now. And for them to gang up on her like that publicly instead of reaching out to her privately and navigating and collaborating with her on it. I mean, think about the pressure that she's been under. All right, she's black and Japanese. She stood up for Black Lives Matter on the tennis stage, which nobody wanted to address. Asian hate crimes, she stood up for that. She's dealt with that. And then also being a woman on top of it, she talks about all these things openly. Now, you don't know how things affect people during a pandemic and things of that sort. So I just don't know why it would be, hey, all the Grand Slams are going to come together and make a statement about potentially like expelling her, essentially, if she chose this, instead of saying, hey, how do we find common ground together? How do we, welcome to 2021, let's find ways to make this situation better for you, and then build that narrative and go to the market.
I want the media to respond to this and say, you know what, she doesn't have to talk. This idea that you have to talk,
yeah.
I've said this many times. You know, I was a sports writer for a long time before I got into broadcasting. I never felt like you had to talk to me. If you were like, no, I don't want to talk today, all right.
Yeah.
All right, you don't want to talk today. I still saw the match. I know what I saw. Now, I can't get your thoughts. I can get other people's thoughts. It's, you know, am I missing your thoughts? Yeah, I'd like to have them. But there's no, like, the idea of a requirement that you must talk is insane. Yeah. Especially today with social media where, you know what, I don't feel like talking right after the match. I'll go on social media later maybe. I'll type something. I can think about what I want to say. If that's what you want to do, fine. Mm, yeah. But these days are different now. To force someone to talk when they're clearly uncomfortable with it is ridiculous. That doesn't make sense. And now, of course, tennis and the French Open is going to miss one of their brightest stars, one of their biggest draws. So,
by the way, she made $55 million this year.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, you guys – let tennis be your priority.
Yeah, I'm all set.
I'm going to focus
now,
on my
priority.
Now,
the other thing to watch, I'm sorry, Jay, but the other thing to watch is how the sponsors react. Because, again, her not being at a major is a big deal to the sponsors. So keep an eye on that. They shouldn't react, but certainly keep an eye on that. All right, on to football. How about this, Patrick Mahomes? Very interesting take when he was talking to the Bleacher Report about a record that he wants to break in 2021. And this is a record that is quite ambitious. Take a listen.
The only record I have my eyes set on breaking, which would be, it'd be new this year, going 20-0.
Okay.
You know, it's not really a record to be broken, I guess you'd say, but I think 19-0 is the record right now. So being able to go 20-0, be the first one to do that, that'd be awesome.
20-0.
And zero.
Now, obviously, the extra game.
Old guy or zero guy.
Well, yeah, 20-0.
I'm a zero guy. It's not 20-0. It's 20-0.
That's what you say. You're following.
Well,
you
I'll tell you what.
0-0.
If they did it, it would be 20-0.
Oh,
like wow. Oh, because obviously the extra week now, extra game, 17 plus the three playoff games it would take, including the Super Bowl, to get to that perfect season. What do you think,
awesome.
Bart? What do you think of him putting it out there? That's the goal. That's what I want to get.
Well, he's chasing a goat, right? And the goat and Gronk believes that they can go 20-0 as well, right? So he's trying to keep up with the goat. You know, I think, you know, that shouldn't be the goal. You know, the goal for any team I was on was just never to be undefeated. It was to get the end result, which is winning the championship. You hear, you know, sometimes Rod Ninkovich and some of those guys that were on those undefeated teams, you know, with New England, talks to about how exhausting it is, right? Because you put so much emotion and so much energy into it, and then when it comes down to it, you learn lessons by losing. But also, I think you can wear yourself out, and then when it counts the most, then you don't win the game. Now, we saw that with the New England team, right? Lost in the Super Bowl. And listen, they were almost there. Outside of the Miami Dolphins, it's never been a team to do it. I mean, yeah, you want to win every game, but you know that shouldn't be my main priority. But I don't want that to be my main priority.
I just mean saying it, Jay. Saying it and letting everybody know, you think you're gonna run the table, like just setting yourself up for that notion of hey, well, I guess you didn't reach your goal. Like once you lose, you didn't reach your goal. How do you feel about it? You know,
see, this is why athletes are afraid to be unfiltered. You know, like obviously you think that you want to go after that, but you can't say that publicly because now all of a sudden there's a target on your back. Now that you said that, but let other people project that for you, but you can't say that. I'm for Pat Mahomes doing this. Go ahead. I love it. Do it. If that's what you want to do,
well,
he's
the best,
do it.
But he's the best player.
Yeah, go ahead.
But that's putting the pressure on everybody else.
All right.
Like, he can handle the pressure. Not everybody else on this team.
That's
like,
a good
when
point.
Rex was talking about, we're going to go to the Super Bowl. Yeah, that put pressure. We're the ones that got to play.
Well, Mahomes said something else that's interesting and letting everybody know who he wants. Coming up next.